With all the beauty of Christmas decor around us, let us use these symbols as a reminder of the true meaning of this season. Luther's Christmas tree. There is a popular tradition that Martin Luther was walking on a bright, snow-covered, starlit night, pondering the birth of Christ. Enthralled by the evergreen trees, the stars, and the landscape, he took a tree inside and put candles on it to represent the majesty he felt about Christ's birth. Christ's birth, as Jesus came down from the stars to bring us eternal life. The tree. The tree itself can represent the tree of life that Jesus came to earth to restore to us. It can also represent the cross where Jesus died for our sins. We cut down a tree for Christmas just as Christ was cut down for our sins, but we resurrect the tree in our homes just as Christ was resurrected after the third day. Evergreen. Just as evergreen trees grow all year long and are always green, Jesus came to earth to give us everlasting life. Ornaments. We hang round ornaments represent Jesus coming to earth. The round red ones remind us of apples because Adam and Eve sinned. Jesus came to earth to save us from our sins. Holly. The holly we hang on Christmas trees is red and reminds us of the blood Jesus shed to save us from our sins. Lights. Jesus is the light of the world. Treetop. The treetop is usually an angel or a star. We have an angel on ours. Both were in the sky the night Jesus was born. The angels proclaimed the good news to the shepherds. The star lighted the way of wise men traveling to Bethlehem. Wreaths. Wreaths are circular. This symbolizes eternal life. It can also symbolize God's unending love. We usually hang wreaths on the door to welcome guests, just as Jesus welcomes us to have eternal life in him. Wreaths are made out of evergreen, symbolizing again everlasting life in Christ.
Over 2,000 years ago, in a city called Nazareth, there was a young woman who was called Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph who lived there too. One day, an angel of God came and talked to Mary.
Greetings, blessed one, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. You will give him the name Jesus, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.
I do not understand, but you are from God. Let it be as you have said.
Just as Mary put her hope in God when she was afraid, we can put our hope in God when we're afraid.
I don't know what to do. Mary, gonna have a baby. I'm so confused.
Because Joseph was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. One night, while he was asleep, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she is blessed from the Holy Spirit.
Even when we are confused like Joseph, we can put our hope in God. He will never let us down. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
I was out in the field watching my sheep, and an angel came to me, and I was scared.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see what has happened.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.